This morning we are going to be in Matthew chapter 13. This is a passage that I'm sure you're familiar with. It's a parable that everybody has read, everybody has heard preached, and everybody understands the explanation of it because the explanation is just 18 verses later. And so it's like so many people don't teach or preach on this passage for that reason. It's like if you really wanted to understand it, then just keep reading and Jesus explains it Himself, and there's no way that today I'm going to explain it any better than Jesus did. But we're going to look at this parable in a way that this past week, as I began to study and pray over it, conviction is there, and so we're going to look at that. But before I do, I want to ask you a question. I was sitting there last night, and I was going over my notes and spending my Saturday evening kind of trying to prepare, trying to get myself where I needed to be. And the question came to my mind, if you were to die today, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would go to heaven? We come to church so many times and we hear sermon after sermon or lesson after lesson, or we go to Bible study and we hear everything that's prepared and we understand that. And then I'll have people say, I just wish I could know. Because there's always this little doubt in the back of my head. There doesn't have to be. 1 John tells us all the reasons that we can know. But also, when Jesus says something, it is what it is. And He says that we can know. And so, this morning, I want us to get to that point of understanding and then realize that knowing, that's one thing, but living it is completely something else. So let's start in Matthew chapter 13. I'm going to start in verse 1. It's the parable of the sower. You're all familiar with it, I'm sure. It says, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to Him, so that He got into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then He spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up and they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let's pray. Father God, as we open Your Word, may You open it to us. May we understand what it is You have for us today. Lord, I thank You and I praise You for this opportunity, for the love that You show through Your Word. In Your name we pray. Amen. Like I said, this is that passage that most of you know, and I would say that probably there are people already here in this congregation or maybe even online that have clicked and turned it off because you've heard this so many times. You've heard the parable of the different types of soil, and like I said, Jesus tells what it means, and so you're going to have a tendency to turn that off because you've already heard this. But my challenge to you this morning is that you don't allow that bird in the building. That first bird. Because we've got four different types of soil. The wayside, the stony, the thorny, and the good. And every single one of us in here has been at least some of those. And I say that because there are a few that don't match up to the good soil. And I don't mean that hateful. I don't mean that in any disrespect. I'm just saying that there are people that have never truly receive God's word. And so as we look at this passage this morning, I first want us to talk about what it would actually have been like when Jesus talked to these people in parable. They would have understood what the field was like. Some of us would not understand that. So to draw out the picture of what it looked like, they would have a field, and many people of the town would all grow crops in the same field. But around the edge of the field would be the path. And they would walk on that edge of the path, and they would lay their coats on that path, and they would go out into the field, and they would sow their crops, and they would do everything they needed to do for their crop. But around the edge of the field, far from the center of the field where the crops are growing, there would be a path that had been worn down. And that path is what he's talking about on the wayside, because any seed that happened to fall on that wayside would be easily picked up by the birds of the air. What I want us to understand today, that so many people want to say, well, that's what happens when non-Christians don't accept the Word of God. That's true, but I want you to understand, as a Christian, we are all in that boat right there. We are all in that shape of that wayside path. Well, I've already accepted Christ. I understand what Jesus said when he said to believe and repent. I understand what that means. I've tried to live my life, and I try to take in God's word, and I've already accepted him. Have you accepted all of his word? I say that because I know there are times when many of us hear the word of God and we just tune it out. Maybe it doesn't seem like it applies to us. Maybe it doesn't fit my life at that point. But your heart, my heart, has got hardened at many different times. If it hadn't, then we would be doing what the good soil's going to do here in a minute, 100 times fold. You would be glorifying God 100 times fold. Are we doing that? Are we living our life? Are we producing fruit in such a way that when the Word of God, when just a little bit of the Word of God comes into me, it goes out 100 times fold? Not a one of us are doing that. I may take in God's Word one verse, and so because of that, I share one verse. And yes, that's what we're supposed to do. But the least amount that I take in, the least amount I'm going to send out. And there are those that do not want to receive, and that is all of us at some point. Because God has laid something on our hearts, and we have, well, I'm going to look into that later. Have you ever done that? I did that this week. Saturday morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. And I want to sit down and I want to read this passage. And I want to look at this passage just for me, not for a sermon, not for a Bible study, but just for me. And I was going to do this. And I get up Saturday morning and I think, well, you know, it's really cool outside. And I could mow my yard right now before it gets hot. And so I thought, well, I was going to read. But I really need to do this. Because it's going to get really hot in the next 2 to 3 days, and so I need to get my yard mowed while it's nice and cool. That would be the smart thing to do. And so I'm out on my mower, and I'm mowing, and I'm just about done, and I literally think, you didn't read your word like you were going to. You let that bird take it away. You let him take away the opportunity to receive God's word. I had the opportunity. I didn't have anything I had to do. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to do anything. But I talked myself into doing something. And that hardened that opportunity. And you and I do that. Because we'll always have opportunity later. But we harden and we refuse to receive it. And there's been times when I've heard God's word through a sermon or through a song or someone speaking to me, sharing with me God's word. And I just refuse to take it in. There are so many that have never accepted Christ just on that. They refused to allow God's word to come in. Because their heart has become hardened. Because life is there. But that wayside path is each and every one of us if we allow it to happen. It's there. So what keeps you from receiving the word? Maybe it's that hard path. You know, this morning, as they were putting the title up on the screens, Doug said, "Is that the title?" And I looked up, and there was an L in front of that last D. And I was like, no, that's not what we wanted. And I thought I had written down the wrong thing, and because that's not a first. But ironically, that's what happens. That's what keeps us from receiving God's word, is I'm too busy receiving the world. And when I receive the world, it hardens me to receiving the word. We're quick to do all of that, whether it's to sit down and watch TV, whether it's to scroll on our phones, whether it's to call somebody, whatever it is that we're doing, we allow those things that are so important to harden our time that should be for the purpose of receiving God's word. Then we look at that next soil. It's that stony soil. It says, some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth and immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. I like the answer Jesus gives, how he describes this. It says, he who received the seed on stony places is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. So many times, we receive God's word with joy. That's the word that talks about love and grace and mercy and passion and compassion that the Bible tells us that God has for us. And so we love to accept that. But then it has no root. Well, surely I know about the grace of God. Surely I know about the mercy of God and the love of God. And we read about Jesus' compassion for the people. We know about all that stuff. So how could we let that stay shallow, superficial? Because we want the easy part. But like I said, when Jesus came and he spoke to the disciples and he began his ministry, he said, repent and believe in the gospel. Man, we love believing in the gospel. We love that good part. And we accept that in. But when life starts to hit and trials begin to come, we fall away because it hasn't meant enough that we repented of sin. The easy part is good, but the easy part that you can receive with joy, excitement, emotion, when it's tested, doesn't last because it has no root. Where does the root come from? When I submit to Him. And if I submit to Him, then I have to repent of the sins in my life. So many people want to claim a walk with Jesus Christ. They want to say, I'm a Christian. Look at my life. And then when something happens, they're tested and they're tried. I heard a story this past week about this guy, and he was overseas and he was golfing with some missionaries. And And as he's golfing with them, he said, I got ready to tee off. And he said, just as I lined up and I'm ready to hit my golf ball. And I thought, man, I'm going to crush it. He said, I shanked it and it went right over into the group of missionaries. And it drilled this one missionary right in the chest. He fell over. He shot like he was dead, like a sack of potatoes. He went down. Said he got up and he cussed me up one side and down the other. He said, my golf ball didn't cause that. My golf ball just released it. What is inside of us is released by the pressures and the trials of life. But those things remain in us because we do not repent, because our faith is shallow, because it's never been tested and tried. It says that there was no fruit. There's no evidence. It's shallow receiving of the word. Is that where we are? Are we so shallow in receiving God's word, truly receiving it in, letting it change our lives to produce fruit, even 30 times fold? Not to mention 100, but just 30 times fold. Has it went in such a way that it changes my life from the inside out? Stony ground is shallow because it's superficial. It's shallow because it's really not that important down deep. The next ground is that thorny ground. It tells us that it fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. That's all it says. You go over here, and it choked them out, the riches and the deceitfulness, the cares of the world choked the word. Which is more important to us? Man, we get so busy. We have so much to do that I spent more time mowing my yard than I did reading God's Word. Something that really wasn't that important. Or maybe there was something else that you did, and it began to become more important than receiving God's Word. Well, I know that I'll go to Bible study tomorrow night or church tomorrow or somewhere, and I'll drive to Springfield, and I'll be able to listen to the radio, and I'll be able to take in God's Word. And so we plan ahead that later I'm going to receive God's Word. How often does that work for you? Because there's always going to be something trying to choke out the Word. You cannot count on me to come and preach God's Word to you. Yes, I'm going to do that. But what if you can't come this morning? You have to understand that for you to receive God's Word, that's your responsibility. That's your personal relationship with Him. That's my personal relationship with Him, that I take in God's Word. Yes, it's great to be able to take it in through listening to Christian music or Christian radio or sermons or Bible studies. That's great. But don't count on that being the only way you take it in. Because if that's the only way you take it in, then what happens if that avenue is cut off? Well, I don't know how to study the Bible. I'm not sure how to get into an in-depth Bible study. We put our relationship with God in such a way that we count on someone else to bring it to us. I'm not telling you not to come to church, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that we need to be responsible of not allowing the thorns of our life Monday through Saturday to choke it out. Because if the only time it grows is on Sunday or Wednesday or Thursday night or Monday night or whatever that Bible study is, if that's the only time I take it in, I guarantee you those weeds are growing those same days. Those thorns are growing on Sunday. Those thorns are growing on Wednesday. They're growing on Monday. They're growing on Thursday night. Those thorns are growing all of those days. But what about Tuesday and Friday and Saturday when I'm not taking in any of God's word? Those thorns are still growing there. So those thorns are going to grow 7 days a week. How often is my intake of the word growing? It needs to be growing constantly. If it's not, if it's a busyness, if it's a world's lies, and honestly, one of the words that jumped out to me, it says the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. The deceitfulness of riches. Man, we are so consumed in what we think is going to matter that we are deceived. But now I want us to look at this good soil. This should be the easiest part right here. This should be the one that we should all desire, we should all want. I don't feel like I'm always that wayside path, that hard path. I don't feel like I'm always that stony ground that is shallow, superficial. I don't feel like I'm always that thorny ground. Like I said, I've been all three of those. I'm still all three of those. I still struggle. But I would like to say I'm that good ground. My heart is that good ground that receives God's word. But you know, that wayside path, it doesn't take any effort. The stony ground doesn't take any effort. The thorny ground doesn't take any effort for those things to happen, for the path to be hard, the shallow to be, the ground to be shallow and receiving, and the thorns to grow up. But that good ground, where it says other seed fell, we could ask those of you that are gardeners or farmers, do you just go throw your seed out on the ground? Hey, it's good ground. I've heard that this is good ground. This land that I just bought is good ground. And so I'm just going to go take out my seed and I'm just going to throw it out there on the top of the ground and everything's going to be fine. That's not the way it works. Our heart is the same as that ground. You have to till it up, you have to break it. It has to be broken up. Oh, wait, I'm a good guy. I'm going to church. I'm doing all the right things. So surely if I'm just in the right place at the right time and God's word falls on me, then I should receive it. It doesn't say this in this passage, but it's understood that good ground, if it's going to yield fruit, has to be prepared for that seed to fall. Is my heart ready to receive? Well, I got up, I got dressed, I came this morning, and I walk in, and surely that should be enough to prepare the soil. Just go out there and just brush hog the field and then throw the seed on it. That's what we do spiritually. Just make it look good and then toss the seed out there. But to be broken and open is what we have to be. We don't do that. Because at least I'm not the hard path. At least I'm not the shallow soil. At least I'm not the thorny, the thorns growing up around. And so surely if I'm not those three, then I'm the good soil and that should be enough. No, you have to be broken and ready to receive God's word. I don't care how many times you walk into a church. I don't care if you're standing up behind this box. I don't care where you are. If we come into here every Sunday and we are not broken and ready to receive God's word, it will never happen. We need to be broken. And what does that mean? That means for us to understand what is happening in my life that caused Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me? That my heart would be broken for what I've caused, for what I do, for what I allow to go on in my life that cost Jesus Christ His life. Are we broken before our Savior? So not only is that soil got to be broken and tilled up, it has to be anticipating. Man, that soil is, that's the whole purpose of that soil, is to receive that seed so that it can begin to grow. Your whole purpose, my whole purpose in life, is to glorify my Savior and Lord. That's our purpose. So I've got to be broken, I've got to be ready, and I've got to be anticipating the opportunities to glorify my Savior. Are we ready to receive God's Word? Do you want to receive God's Word? Says here, when that other seed fell on good ground, it yielded a crop. If we look back through these soils, one of them says nothing about fruit. The second one, there's no fruit. It becomes, the third one, becomes unfruitful. The fourth one produces much fruit. It yielded a crop. Do we yield a crop? The way path doesn't. The stony path doesn't. The thorny path doesn't. The good does if it's broken, ready, and anticipating the Word. Do you produce a fruit? In the anticipation of wanting to produce fruit to glorify your Father in heaven, should be everything to us. And he says at the end, he says, he who has ears, let him hear. So this morning I want to begin to wrap up. I know I've still got a little time here, but I think as I get into this, it may go longer, but we're going to look at it. What is keeping us? This is those four types of hearts, those four types of soils that receive God's Word, four lives that receive God's Word. What's keeping us from receiving God's Word? Real simple, easy question. What is keeping you, what is keeping me from receiving God's Word? Are we producing fruit? Is there any evidence that I'm receiving God's Word? Is there any evidence in my life that I'm receiving God's Word? Is there any evidence in your life that you're receiving God's Word? If you are that good soil and you are tilled and you are ready and you're anticipating the Word of God and you take it in daily, then you're going to be producing fruit. Now, you may not see it, because the Bible tells us sometimes we don't see it, but it's there. But as we look at this now, I want to ask you this question. I asked you the question earlier, if you were to die today, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you'd go to heaven? The second question that comes to my mind is, do you know that your family is going to go to heaven? Well, Pastor, what's that got to do with this message? Fruit, trying to do everything to glorify and honor your God and Savior. If He means that much to me, what am I doing about it? If I'm receiving His Word, then it's going to come out. It's going to produce a crop. It's going to produce a crop that is going to be 30, 60, 100-fold. Am I ready to receive the word? If I am, then I will want to share the word. If I'm ready to fulfill the purpose that God has for me, then that's what I have to get to. So those two questions, one I started the message with, one I closed the message with. I want you to understand it all comes down to receiving God's word and sharing God's word. Have you for sure, 100%, beyond a shadow of a doubt, received God's word? The word where He says, believe in the gospel. Believe what Jesus Christ has done for you. Have you shared that with your family? The soil, one didn't want it, one got what I wanted, shallow, got all I needed. The other one, I've got too much other stuff in my life. We all get to those points. We all get to those points. I'm going to close with this. There's that wayward path, that wayside path that's hard and refuses the gospel. And there's that good soil that's tilled and ready to receive the crop. What's the difference in the two? What's the difference in the two? We've both been one. We've been of the two. We've been one for sure. But we can all be the other. So what's the difference? You can let the world trod you down to where you become hard, or you can till yourself up and be ready to receive God's word. My prayer is this morning that we would start receiving God's word every time we have an opportunity. Every time you have an opportunity to receive God's word. Because you don't know how many opportunities you're going to have. I don't know how many opportunities I'm going to have. But I don't want to be out mowing the yard and miss that opportunity. And I don't want you to either. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I just come before you. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to understand the power of receiving your word. Lord, as we come to this time, I pray you would help us all to see. Help us all to feel and help us all to understand the urgency of receiving your word. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for showing that through Jesus Christ. Help us to understand that you show that through giving us your word. Lord, may we be everything you desire us to be. Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you and I praise you. In His name we pray. Amen.